Good morning, beloveds. Hallelujah. Our readings are Psalm 88, 9 to 10, and my beloved will read for you.
You have caused my companions to shun me. You have made me a horror to them. I am shut in so that I cannot escape. My eye grows dim through sorrow. Every day I call upon you, O Lord. I spread out my hands to you. Do you work wonders for the dead? Do you depart rise? Do the departed rise up to praise you? Selah.
Hallelujah, don't get it. Yeah, we've seen the sons of Korah again. And you know, when we understand a bit of their history, we can't puzzle it all out, you know, that I mean their father, they the sons of their father, the most notorious person or one of the most notorious people you could find in the Bible, and especially at the time of Exodus when that took place. And you see these sons, they Tetuan was separated as the sons of God, not the sons of the family of Korah. Otherwise, they would have perished with Korah. And you just see what you can pick up here in this psalm is that they're not slotting into mankind, that mankind has not been pleasing to them. And if we know anything of mankind, we can understand that. You know, even the worst of mankind will say, these are the sons of Korah. You know, it's like being the son of the devil. And then even the religious people, you know, they would, when something would be going wrong in that day, they would turn like our eyes, and not these guys that are causing it. You know, so we see them not finding their friendship and their favor with man. And it says as if not the, God has separated them from mankind so that he could be the father that he wants to be. And this is the beauty you see with these guys. They've totally been chosen by God, and so they're not walking pally-pally with everyone around them. Because everyone around them is not their pals, but God is the lover of their souls. And we can see that. I'll write at the end here, I'll go read their words again, that you can just perceive that in this calamity of, you know, being looked down on, or people despising them, they find God and they find this intimate relationship. And this is beautiful, because there's a scripture in James which talks about God is jealous over you. God is jealous for his people. And he calls his people adulterers and adulteresses when they have a friendship with the world, when their eyes are on the things of this world, their eyes are on the hand clap and the favor of man, because it's putting him out of the picture. Okay, not totally putting him out of the picture, but not giving him the room that he wants. And I remember myself when I just got saved, and I was taken up to Elion Ministries up in Nelspruit. The people loved me because I was this little devil that was now saved. And then I shared something the Lord had gave me one night in a dream, and suddenly I had all these people turning on me. I would hear them whisper, still from Satan. And I went and I sat on a rock alone. You know, this disturbed me from one minute being this hero to zero. And then the Lord told me, Trevor, these people could encourage you. I put you here so that they can open up your mind to my beauty, because that was a ministry that was very centered on righteousness, the goodness of God that is now available for us. But then the Lord said to me, but I'm jealous over you. I'm the one that saved you. I'm the one that made your spirit perfect. Okay, that's me speaking now, because I understand it. Holy Spirit, as Pastor Andre says, and that he comes and he makes his home with you, and he unites with your spirit. So your spirit and the Holy Spirit is one spirit. So it's like a marriage, a perfect marriage. And that perfect marriage is for one reason, is so that you can, God can reveal himself to you, and you can wake up to your beautiful God, your beautiful covenant, and your rights as the son of the living God. So guys, know that God loves you. God is jealous over you. He made you, and he made you for purposes. So look to him, run to him, as you can see here with this, the sons of Korah as well. I go back to one of their psalms that they write, and a Psalm 85 from 9 to 13. He says, surely his salvation is near to those who fear him. So you see, they're not finding a man's favor, but they're finding salvation. And what is salvation? It's God's plan for you, God's love for you, God's mighty works that he's laid up for you, what no eye has seen or ears heard. And then verse 13, he says, righteousness goes before him and makes his footsteps away. So they understand. And then also here in the middle, it says, faithfulness, steadfast love and faithfulness meet. Righteousness and peace kiss each other. Faithfulness springs up from the ground, and righteousness looks down from the sky. Yes, the Lord will give what is good for our land, and our land will yield its increase. So, hallelujah, they understand the goodness of God, and they are enjoying the goodness of God, and that's what it's all about. Amen. Be blessed, guys, as you are. Rise and shine to your heavenly destiny, your heavenly fellowship, and heavenly provision. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.